I'm Ken Zonley, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. This weekend and next weekend at the Western Illinois Regional Arts Center in downtown Macomb, there is an art market underway. Are you looking for one-of-a-kind gifts? Look no further than visiting the art center on the west side of the square. It's a two-weekend art market filled with works of art for every taste and budget. There will be tatted, ceramic, and recycled object jewelry, paintings, mosaics, fractal art, photographs, hand-lathed wooden items, fused glass, and that's just the beginning. The hours are today from 4 until 7, tomorrow from 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, and those same hours again next weekend on Friday and Saturday. The art markets at the Western Illinois Regional Arts Center. The art center is also offering a class for your kids. It's origami for kids. Making origami ornaments out of recycled paper with local artist T. Ma. The class meets twice. The first class is tomorrow at 1 in the afternoon. The second class is next Friday, December 16th at 4 p.m. The first class will go over the basics, and the second class will cover more advanced techniques. The class is free. Kids of all ages are welcome, but space is limited, so to register, contact Nancy at programs@wciarts.org or on the telephone at 309-837-4782. Let me just finish up mine here right now. Just a couple more folds to go. And, voila, that is one sharp-looking peregrine falcon. Origami for kids at the Western Illinois Regional Arts Center. Tomorrow and this coming Friday, a week from today. In the spirit of the beloved unplugged concerts of holidays of yore, there is a Christmas celebration, a holiday extravaganza, a reunification of many of the musicians who have participated in Macomb Unplugged over the years. They'll be singing and playing all of your favorite holiday and some not-so-holiday songs. The admission is a free will offering. All proceeds are to benefit the Western Illinois Regional Council's Project Santa. It's a program for local kids in need. That's at 6:30 this evening at Taylor Hall for Events in downtown Macomb. Yes, everyone loves the traditional songs of Christmas. And in Galesburg, that's being noted, a concert by Rachel West Kramer at the beautiful Orpheum Theater in downtown Galesburg. The concert will feature familiar classics and traditional favorites, like O Holy Night, Little Drummer Boy, Joy to the World, Silent Night, and Away in a Manger. For tickets, contact the Orpheum Theater, $12 for adults, $6 for children. The concert is tonight at 7 o'clock in the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. And one more concert tonight in Macomb as the Western Illinois University Symphony Orchestra takes the stage under the direction of Dr. Richard Huey in a program including the trumpet concerto of Johann Nepomuk Hummel, played by Professor Dr. Bruce Briney of the WIU faculty, Morgan Dameron by Estonian composer Heino Eller, and Antonin Dvorak's Symphony No. 9, a symphony from the New World. That program is tonight at 7:30 at the Kofak Recital Hall on the WIU campus. The program is free and open to the public. The WIU Symphony Orchestra performs the New World Symphony. Interested in attending a concert tomorrow? Plenty to choose from. At 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, there is a studio recital from the studio of Dr. Randall Faust at Western Illinois University, a concert of horn soloists. It's free and open to the public, and in the College of Fine Arts and Communications Recital Hall. In that same venue at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon, the WYU Community Music School piano recital will take place. That also is free and open to the public. And then at 7:30 tomorrow night, in that same room, the Kofak Recital Hall, the Western Illinois University Steel Band takes the stage for a concert featuring calypso and soca tunes from the birthplace of the steel pan, Trinidad. It includes music by Ray Holman, Len Bugsy-Sharp, Darren Dyke, and other prominent composers. The concert welcomes kids of all ages and, once again, is free and open to the public. The WYU Steel Band tomorrow night at 7:30 in the Kofak Recital Hall on the WYU campus. Tomorrow night in Quincy at 7:30, the Quincy Symphony Chorus will present a family tradition of holiday favorites, English folk carols, and a Messiah sing-along. That's tomorrow night at 7:30 at Salem Evangelical United Church of Christ in Quincy. Affordable, handmade, creative, functional, one-of-a-kind ceramics, jewelry, prints, and more. That's the focus of the WYU Annual Department of Art Holiday Show and Sale. It will be taking place next week from 8:30 until 5 each day, Monday through Wednesday, at the Western Illinois University Art Gallery behind Sherman Hall on the WYU campus. All sales support Western Ceramics and Metals Club. Students of the program contributed the artwork. That sale at the WYU Art Gallery next week from Monday through Wednesday. Tuesday evening in the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg, the Galesburg High School Holiday Concert will take place at 7 o'clock. It is free and open to the public. The Galesburg High School Choirs and Concert Band will be performing holiday selections, sure to please the entire family. 1 week from tomorrow night at the College of Fine Arts and Communications Recital Hall on WYU's campus, the Jamie Larson Dance Academy will present their annual production of The Nutcracker. It will be free and open to the public. The performance begins at 7 o'clock. Jamie Larson's Dance Academy returns with a seasonal favorite, Tchaikovsky's The Nutcracker. As you're finishing your seasonal shopping, don't forget that Tri-States Public Radio has some wonderful gifting opportunities. Yes, I'm talking about our Tri-States Public Radio Celebration Concert Series. We have three more concerts left this season. On February 11th, Red House recording artist and Greenwich Village folker Cliff Eberhardt will be on our stage here in Macomb at our station. On March 3rd, the New England band We're About Nine, an offbeat trio with great harmonization. And on March 24th, the Steel Wheels, a hard-driving Americana band. All three of those performers yet to come in our celebration series. You can obtain tickets by giving us a call at area code 1-800-895-2912 or visiting us online at tristatesradio.com. And now here with a bit of a seasonal celebration is one of our favorite past celebration concert artists, Trout Fishing in America.
10 years ago today, I looked under my Christmas tree. There was a tailless gray and white cat, I named him Nicodemus. So to you and yours, meowie Christmas, with all our love from me and Nicodemus. 9 years ago today, I looked under my Christmas tree. There was a multicolored gypsy cat, I decided to call her Tie-Dye. so do you and yours. Meowie Christmas with all our love, tie-dye me and Nicodemus.
8 years ago today,
falling out of my Christmas tree was a playful orange alley cat. I decided to call him Newt.
So do you and yours.
Meowie Christmas with all our love, for Newt and tie-dye me and Nicodemus.
7 years ago today,
under my Christmas tree, there was another orange tabby Tom. I decided to call him Nelson, because he looked a lot like Newton.
So do you and yours.
Meowie Christmas
with all our love,
for Nelson, Newton, tie-dye me and Nicodemus.
6 years ago today,
under my Christmas tree, there was a black prima donna of a cat. She said, just call me Cleo.
So do you and yours.
Meowie Christmas
with all our love,
from Cleo, Nelson, Newton, tie-dye me and Nicodemus.
5 years ago today,
under my Christmas tree, was a note from a cat. The weirdo of the group said, look for me, I'm in the chicken coop. I call him Chicken Joe. So to you and yours,
meowie Christmas with all our love, from Chicken Joe,
Cleo, Nelson, Newton, tie-dye me and Nicodemus.
4 years ago today,
under my Christmas tree, there was a fat, majestic cat. I decided to crown her princess.
So do you and yours.
Meowie Christmas with all our love, for Princess
Chicken Joe,
Cleo, Nelson, Newton, tie-dye me and Nicodemus.
3 years ago today,
under my Christmas tree, there was a sweet little calico cat. I decided to call her Sweet Pea.
So do you and yours.
Meowie Christmas
with all our love,
from Sweet Pea Princess Chicken Joe, Cleo, Nelson, Newton, tie-dye me and Nicodemus.
2 years ago today,
I looked under my Christmas tree, there was a growling cross-eyed cat. I let her stay in spite of that. She's Grace, so I call her Gracie.
So do you and yours.
Meowie Christmas
with all our love,
from Gracie, Sweet Pea Princess
Chicken Joe,
Cleo, Nelson, Newton, tie-dye me and Nicodemus.
1 year ago today,
under my Christmas tree was another ungrateful grouchy cat. I decided to call him Oscar.
So do you and yours.
Meowie Christmas
with all our love,
from Oscar, Gracie, Sweet Pea Princess
Chicken Joe,
Cleo, Nelson, Newton, tie-dye me and Nicodemus. This morning I went downstairs hoping I wouldn't see another feline under that tree,
but that was not to be.
There was a hungry calico cat. I said, this is the end. I tore down the tree, threw it outside, picked up the kitty, looked her in the eye, and decided to call her Ender. So to you and yours,
meowie Christmas with all our love,
from Ender, Oscar, Gracie, Sweet Pea Princess
Chicken Joe,
Cleo, Nelson, Newton, tie-dye me and Nicodemus.
The 11 Cats of Christmas, by one of our great old celebration concert friends, Trout Fishing in America. And here's many seasonal cats to you. I'm Ken Zonley. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.